Proverbs chapter 3 in your Bible. Everybody has a Bible? Amen? Anybody need a Bible, doesn't have a Bible? I told you before, some people, they don't bring their Bibles to church because they don't want anybody to see them carrying them. I said, well, put it in the bag till you get over it. Get a little lunch bag, shove it in there, carry a bottle of water. People think you have your lunch. Amen? Amen. Till you get over it. We're not ashamed of carrying our Bibles in public. Amen? Hallelujah. And we don't go for this business, happy holidays. Amen? It's Merry Christmas, and we do mean Christ. The stupid devil tried to pull that Xmas bit for years. X's, just take Jesus' name right out of Christmas, put an X there. I can remember growing up as a child and seeing the Christmas decorations in a box up in the attic, and it's saying Xmas decorations. Amen? I didn't know what in the world that was all about then, but I do now. I do know now. Amen? I don't receive that. And I don't receive happy holidays. We say Merry Christmas, and we mean Christ. Amen? And that's what these tracts on the table are about. So you can take every one of those. We've got over 100 titles of these little tracts with invitations on the back where you can get people directed over here to the Holy Day Inn where we're meeting every Wednesday and Sunday. But right now, all we have is Christmas. That's easy for me to say. Christmas-related titles over there. Grab a few. Pass them out. Amen? When you go through Trader Joe's and they ask you if you'd like a, what do they call it, a holiday brochure, tell them what I told them the other day and what I keep telling them. No, but I'd like a Christmas brochure and give them a track. Amen? Hallelujah. Said, I don't want no holiday brochure. I want a Christmas brochure. You get any of them around here? Amen. Hallelujah. I can get as loud in Trader Joe's as I can in church. Amen. Hallelujah. But, you know, we have to remain dignified. So we try to control ourselves. Amen. Hallelujah. And while I'm on the subject, God bless you, Nachgesundheit. Amen. Hallelujah. At the end of the service today, I'm going to pray. We're going to be ministering on the subject of divine healing today. We've been preaching for the past few weeks through the Proverbs chapter 3. We're going to be in there for another 4 or 5 Sundays. Amen. The Holy Spirit's given me just a bunch of messages out of that third chapter of Proverbs. Today we're going to be ministering on divine healing, and we're going to be praying over healing cloths. According to Acts 19, 11, and 12, we'll be releasing the anointing of God into these cloths so you can take with you to people who are sick, or if you have a tumor in your body that you believe in God for, pin this on your undergarments right over the tumor and wear it all day long. Amen. Every day. The anointing of God, Acts 19, 11, and 12 says, well, come out of it and go right into that and curse that thing and take the life right out of it and drive it out of your body. Amen. But I'm also going to pray for special impartation of joy to be released by the anointing of God into these healing cloths. Amen. So if you know someone who's been depressed, oppressed by demon spirits, demon powers, maybe even yourself, you take one, the anointing of God will go into you, go into them. Maybe you don't even want to tell them. Maybe you just want to slip it into that pillow at night. Amen? That's not being sneaky. Amen? Some people are offended by the Word of God. And when they realize that they have joy and they're not depressed anymore, and they come and tell you why, you can tell them what you did. Amen? But there's going to be a special impartation of joy. This is the Holy Spirit talking to us now today. I'm going to release it into these cloths. Take it with you. Amen? By the way, hallelujah, am I smiling enough? Because I'm not angry. I'm angry at the devil, the liar. Jesus called him a thief. And the father of lies, there's no truth in him. The holidays are not a time to be bummed out. It's Jesus' birthday, for the love of Mike. Amen? Jesus was birthed into the earth. Probably not on December the 25th. Probably sometime in mid-April. But who cares? Anytime anybody anywhere wants to celebrate the birth of Christ, count me in.
Amen.
Because that's what life is all about. Jesus, and expecting miracles because of him. There'll be impartations of joy. I want to encourage you to take the healing cloths home with you today. Amen. I still haven't gotten to my sermon, and I'm just going and blowing. Hallelujah. It's good. Amen. The Holy Spirit's ministering to us. Proverbs chapter 3. Hallelujah. Say God is good. All the time, and all the time. Now, praise be to God. Proverbs chapter 3, we're going to be talking about trusting God for healing in this service here today. We believe in supernatural healing. Amen? Hallelujah. You know, there's 8, 10 primary ways that healing comes. Amen? We gave them to you here recently. I stopped right in the middle of one of my messages, and I gave them all to you. Amen? If you weren't here for that, find somebody who was. Helen was here. Amen? John and Barbara and Maurice Pichelle were here. Barbara was here. You come to think of it, Barbara's always here. Do you ever notice that? So is Helen. So is Barbara and Maurice Pichelle. Amen? So is Joshua. So is Sandy. So is Jane. Amen? Do you ever notice I'm always here? Amen? You ever notice when you say to me, see you Wednesday, I never say, yeah, if I can make it. See you next Sunday, Pastor. Yeah, I hope so. Amen? I would never do that. And none of us should ever do that. Amen? The Bible says in in Hebrews 10:25, that we should never forsake the assembling of ourselves together with one another, especially as we see that day approaching. Amen? It's against the law for you to not come to church. It's against the law. My father used to be a police dispatcher. He was a semi-truck driver and a police dispatcher. He used to dispatch the cruisers to crime scenes and things like that. And they had a number code for everything. A 314, a 711, a 941. And I kind of picked that up from him. To where when somebody says to me, well, so-and-so wasn't in church Sunday. Where are they? Where were they? I said, they're out on a 1025. They're out on a Hebrews 10:25. They're forsaking the assembling of themselves together with one another. Amen? They're out breaking the law of God. Now, I can't make you come to church, but bless his holy name, I would if I could. Amen? But you want to be here. Amen? I'm not griping. Amen? You're all doing all right, but we can all always do better. Well, how much better can I do, Pastor? I'm here every Sunday. I'm here every Wednesday. Well, then we'll get a Friday night service going just for you. Amen? Put it in the suggestion box. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 3. Let's start at the beginning and just kind of just quickly just hit where we've been. My son, forget not my law. That's the word of God. But let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days in long life and peace shall I add to thee. Oh, I love that verse of Scripture. That verse of Scripture proves beyond all doubt that God does not have a set time for you to die. He knows when you're going to die or leave you. I hate that word. He knows when you're going to leave your body, but he hasn't set the time. If he has set the time for you to leave your body, then you couldn't add years to your life with his word. Is that not true? The Bible says that if you meditate in God's word, you can add length of days and long life to your existence. And we showed you that also in Proverbs 4 and Proverbs 9 and Proverbs 11. We might talk about a little more today. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. The Hebrews used to put the word of God in a little box and carry it around their neck. Some of them would carry it over their shoulder, underneath their armpit where it was close to their heart. They take this literally. Amen. So shalt thou, and that's not a bad thing, don't get me wrong. Amen. They love God's word. Christians should love the word of God the way Hebrews love and respect the word of God. For all the things they do that are wrong, we can learn something right from them. They hold the Word of God close to their heart. Amen? Some of them still do this today. Wear it on their head, wear it on their finger, wear it over, around their neck, under their arm, close to their heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. You walk in truth and love. God will give you supernatural favor, just like He did Joseph. Amen? Promoted him to the vice president of the world. Amen? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Last time we were together, we took these two verses, 5 and 6, and we talked about the fact that you need a guide, and you have a guide. Amen? We talked about supernatural guidance, the different types of guidance in the Holy Spirit. in the New Testament, and we saw that the number one way that God guides, apart from His precious, holy, written Word of God, is not His voices, is not dreams, not visions, not prophecy, not angels, although those are all New Testament forms of guidance. The number one way God guides today is the what, Helen? The inner witness of the Holy Spirit. Quit looking for the cloud and the fire by day and by night. It ain't out there anymore. The cloud and the fire have moved within. The cloud and the fire that led Israel through the wilderness, that was the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit dwells in you now, walks in you now, and the number one way God's going to guide you is from within. Through what the world calls gut instinct. We call it God's red light, green light. If you've got a red light down in your gut about doing something, don't you do it. That's God saying, don't do that, you'll regret that. But if you've got peace, a creamy, restful, green light down here, what Jesus called your matrix, the deepest resource of your being. The world calls it instinct, intuition, gut instinct. You've got a green light down here. That's the Holy Ghost saying, go for it. I'll bless it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. If you weren't here, you missed that. And unfortunately, you're going to have to live in spiritual darkness for the rest of your life unless you get the CD. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, you know I tease you. Amen. Hallelujah. Here's where we're going to jump off from here today. We're going to go right through this whole chapter. Amen. It's good. Hallelujah. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord. Now, God doesn't want us to be afraid of Him. That says respect the Lord if you look that word up. Have an awesome respect for God. He's our Father. We don't have to fear Him. He's not like our earthly fathers. He's not going to cuff us one if we blow it. Amen. Depart from evil. You're all adults. I don't need to tell you what that means. And it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Now, don't read verse 9 and 10 because that's next week's message on prosperity. Amen? Don't go getting out a week ahead of me now. Stay with me here today. Amen? Listen, the Bible says it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. It what? Well, back there in verse 1, my son, forget not my law. The law of God. That's the word of God. The word of God will be health to your navel and marrow to your bones. And we're going to talk about that. Amen. Look in verse 3 again. It says, let not mercy and truth. See, truth will be health to your navel. Do you see what he's saying here, Solomon? He's saying the word of God, if you meditate on it, and give it its proper place in your life, will actually, literally, physically bring healing to your physical body. That's what the Bible teaches. And we're going to see it as we go here today. Amen. Look at verse 5 again. Trust in the Lord. Well, the Lord is the Word. John 1:14 says that Jesus Christ is the Word made flesh. Amen. So we trust the law. We trust in truth. We trust in Jesus. Those are all references to the Word of God. The Word of God will bring supernatural healing to your body if you let it. If you let it. Look up there. Verse 1 again. My son, forget not my law. Let thine heart keep my... See, you have to let it happen. It's up to you. It's up to me. It's not up to God. Let thine, see, you're a moral free agent. It's up to you whether you're going to do what we talk about here today. Amen? But I know that you're going to do it. I know that you give the word its proper place in your life. Amen? Now, let's break this down here a little bit. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father, for wisdom. Wisdom in the Holy Ghost, that you enable me to speak forth as of the oracles of God and to impart into the lives and the spirits of these people what you know they need, not what I think they need, God. Only you know what they need, Father. And I ask you to give me bold, clear utterance in the Holy Spirit as we go through and see that it is indeed your will to heal, that we can trust you to heal us, Father, when sickness comes against us. Amen. And Father, let it be known once again here today, according to 2 Timothy 3:16, that the Apostle Paul said it's the Word of God, not sickness and disease. It is the Word of God, not sickness and disease. It is the Word of God that is profitable for reproof, rebuke, correction, and instruction in righteousness, that you never rebuke us with sickness, Father. You never instruct us with sickness. You never correct us with sickness, God, any more than we would never do that to our own children, and we wouldn't do it to our own children because we're created in your image and in your likeness, and you don't do it to your children, Father. Let it be known in this place today, says the Spirit of God, it is always the will of God to heal. Always, always. Always, says the Spirit of God. Now, everyone doesn't always get healed because everyone doesn't always meet the conditions. But if you will meet the conditions, and they're not too great, you will be healed. The conditions aren't that great, but the benefits are. Amen? Just depart from evil. Obey the Word. Walk in love. Be quick to forgive. Quick to repent and quick to believe. Even if you've blown it, be quick to forgive yourself. You're not doing God any favors beating yourself up if He's forgiven you for something you've done wrong and you're not forgiving yourself. Amen? God's not a punitive God. He doesn't punish. He doesn't need you punishing yourself on His behalf. Get a clue! He's not mad at you. The blood of Jesus is sufficient. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of most unrighteousness. All unrighteousness. Thank you very much for paying attention. Amen. God wants to heal you today. Amen. If you'll meditate on the Word of God, the Bible says, it'll be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Health to thy navel. What in the world is that talking about? What's up with that? Health to my navel? I don't have a sick belly button. What in the world does he mean health to my navel? Well, in the womb, doesn't a child receive strength and sustenance and nourishment from its mother through its navel, through the umbilical cord? When you look that word navel up in the Hebrew, you know what it says? Twisted cord, umbilical. The Word of God will impart health and nourishment to your sick body supernaturally, if you'll ingest it and take it in, keep it going in through the ear gate and the eye gate, in the same way that health and strength and sustenance and nourishment is imparted to a little baby from the mother through the umbilical cord. Do you see that? Did you know that the Bible says that not only do you have a physical umbilical cord, but you have a spiritual umbilical cord, that you'll go to a Ecclesiastes chapter 12, if you would, that your spirit is connected to your body by a spiritual umbilical cord. And if you'll put the Word of God into your spirit through your ears and through your eyes, it'll go through your spiritual umbilical cord into your physical body and impart health to you. Did you know the Bible says that your spirit is connected to your body by an umbilical cord in the same way that your physical body was connected to your mother's body by a physical umbilical cord? And in the same way, you get anything out of this? In the same way that nourishment goes from the placenta in the mother through the umbilical cord into the child, spiritual health and healing and nourishment and sustenance will go from your spirit, from the Word of God, if you look at it and hear it, from your spirit, through your spiritual umbilical cord, into your physical body, and supernaturally bring healing to you. Who's over there in Ecclesiastes 12? Probably everybody but me. Amen. Ecclesiastes is right after the book of Proverbs. You following me, okay? Hallelujah. Solomon said this on purpose. Look right here. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes. Where'd I tell you to go? Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Very good. You did well to listen to me. Amen. Verse 5. And when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fear shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home. He's talking about leaving your body. And the mourners go about the streets. Or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was the body, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Look right there in verse 6. If the silver cord breaks, your body goes back to God, your spirit goes back to God who gave it. That's your spiritual umbilical cord. The Bible calls it a silver cord. But if you look up that word cord, it says the same thing as umbilical cord from over there in Proverbs chapter 3. It's a twisted cord, only it's a spiritual version of the natural one. Do you know Hebrews chapter 9 says, everything in this earth has a replica in the spirit realm? Hebrews chapter 9, Romans 1:20. You know, Paul said, if you want to know what things are like in heaven, go take a walk on earth. That's what he said in Romans 1:20. Are you paying attention or are you reading? Paying attention. Amen? Solomon said by the Spirit of God, if the silver cord is ever broken, your spirit leaves your body goes back to the dust of the earth for safekeeping until Jesus comes, and your spirit goes back to God who gave it. There is a silver cord, a spiritual umbilical cord that connects your spirit to your body, and if it ever breaks, your spirit leaves your body, goes back to God, and your body falls to the ground. We've got to do something with the nuisance. Amen? Do you see that? If you keep the Word of God going in your eyes, going in your ears, it will impart nourishment from your spirit, man. That's where the Word goes into. It goes into your spirit, man, when you take it in. Through your spiritual umbilical cord, which is connected to your body, and it will bring supernatural life and healing, nourishment and sustenance to your body in the same way that a physical umbilical cord brings healing and health and sustenance and nourishment from a mother to a baby. Can you see how that works? That's why Solomon said that. He said it'll be health to your navel, or health through your navel. It will bring health from your spirit into your body by your spiritual umbilical cord that connects your spirit to your body. And if ever that cord is broken, snip, your spirit goes back to God who gave it. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Death is not all it's cracked up to be. Amen? So quit worrying about it. Amen? It may never even happen to you if Jesus comes. Amen? If anybody who ever walked on this earth has the possibility of not having to die because Jesus comes, it's you. You're closer to it than anybody who ever walked in this earth. You may not have to. But if you do, it ain't no big deal. Amen? Just suddenly, you'll just wake up on the planet heaven, and heaven is a planet. Proverbs 22, Psalm 19. Heaven is a planet. It orbits and revolves in space, Job said, and David said, like all other planets, it's a planet. And you will arrive there. No fuss, no muss. And you'll be standing there saying, what in the world was I so anxious about? I'm here. It's real. It's true. I'm alive forevermore. It's good news. Hallelujah. Meditating on the Word of God, we're preaching through Proverbs chapter 3, will bring health to your navel. And I think I did a pretty good job describing that to you with the help of the Holy Spirit. Do you see that there is a silver cord that connects your spirit to your body, and if it ever breaks, the spirit goes back to man who gave it, and your body goes into the dust to await safekeeping, the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, who will raise your body. It doesn't matter if you were buried at sea and eaten up by 1,000 fish who swam off in 1,000 different directions. I don't know how he's going to do it, but he's going to raise that very same body. He knows where all those fish are that ate your body. He knows where all the fish are that ate those fish. And the fish that ate those fish. And the fish, he's keeping good records. Amen. He said he's going to raise up your very same body. And you're going to live in it forever. Isn't that what he said? Where did he say that? John 5, 26 through 28 is where he said it. Amen. But you're going to put it in your notes and not go there and read it, because you'll fall behind and you'll miss what the Spirit of God is saying to you here today. Amen. He said, marvel not. Jesus said, don't be amazed that I say, there's coming a day when all who are in the graves will hear his voice. And those who have done evil by rejecting Jesus will come forth to the resurrection of damnation. And those who have done good by accepting Jesus will come forth to the resurrection of righteousness. That very same body that you walked in this earth, effortlessly restores it to life, reunites you with it, and you will live in that very same body, only perfected. That's why the Bible says, as he is, so we shall see him as he is, so we shall be in a perfected body. Didn't the disciples recognize Jesus in the exact same body that they knew him in after he had been in hell for 3 days, raised from the dead, came back? Hallelujah. They knew who he was. He was in the same body. They didn't poke him in the hands, go through him. He was in his physical perfected body. Only there was no blood in that body. The glory of God was surging through those veins, keeping him alive. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, that's just good news. If you will meditate, we're talking about healing, health and healing. If you will meditate, go to Proverbs chapter 4 real quick, if you would, please. If you meditate on the Word of God, it'll bring health and healing to your body. It will be health to your navel. Health to your navel. I just love that. Health to your navel. Health will come through your spiritual navel, from your spirit body into your physical body. Hallelujah. Where are you? Hallelujah. Where am I? Proverbs 24. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 4. Hallelujah. Verse 20, my son and my daughter. Amen. It's a generic term. It's talking to women too. No need to get uptight. Amen. If you're a man, if you're a woman, you're a man with a womb. I say it all the time, but it needs to be said. Attend to my words. Incline thine what? Thine ear unto my sayings. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Faith also enters in through the ear gates. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. That word heart is spirit. Keep my words in your spirit, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all thy flesh. How? How? By putting the word in your spirit, it travels through the silver cord into your body. It travels through the spiritual umbilical cord into your body and will bring supernatural healing to your body. How does that happen, Pastor John? How does that happen? I don't know. Neither do you. So there. Don't analyze it. Utilize it. I've said before, I don't get in my car in the morning and say, I'm not going to turn the key and use this thing, bless God, until I can figure out how internal combustion works. I'm not that stupid. I turn the key, something explodes, I move forward. That's all I care about. Amen? Same thing is true spiritually with the Word of God. I use the name of Jesus, something explodes, and I move forward. I don't care how it happens. I only care that it happens. Now, I know a little bit about internal combustion, but not a lot. I don't, you know, nobody really, really fully understands how electricity can be harbored and utilized. But we don't hang around the switch, wait until we can figure it out before we throw it. We just throw it on and utilize it. We don't analyze it. We utilize it. That's why I always say, keep the faith of switch turned on. Don't try to figure it out. Just do it. Spend time in God's Word. Health and healing will come to your body supernaturally. Now, while you're doing that, while you're developing your faith for healing, who knows? The gifts of the Spirit might go into operation. You could be healed instantly. Amen? But what if the gifts of the Spirit, which we talked about last Wednesday night, don't go into operation? What are you going to do? Just sit there and die? No. Because that's what sickness is, you know, a slow death. If you don't do something about it, you just let it overtake you, ultimately it will kill you. Amen? You meditate on the Word of God, and you immediately go into the recovery process, whether the gifts of the Spirit go into operation or not. There's two primary ways healing comes. There's 8 or 10 ways that I talked to you about earlier, that I told you if you weren't here when I shared them, get them from somebody who was here. I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about the two primary ways that healing comes. It can come through the gifts of the Spirit, which are almost always instantly, they go into manifestation, they happen instantly, you're instantly healed. And we find that in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 28. And then there's the recovery process. Jesus said in Mark chapter 16, 15 through 20, He said, you lay hands on the sick and they shall what?
Recover.
He didn't say they'll be instantly healed. He said, you will recover. So healing can come instantly through an operation of the gifts of the Spirit, which doesn't always happen. Or it can come through the recovery process, which always happens if you'll meditate on the Word. You'll go into the recovery process. You see the difference right there? Jesus did not say, you'll lay hands on the sick and they'll be instantly healed. He said, you'll lay hands on the sick and they'll go in the recovery process. And Proverbs chapter 4, 20 through 22 says, if you meditate on the Word of God, put it in your eyes, put it in your ears. If you're sick, give them some healing scriptures, meditate on them. You'll go into the recovery process that way too. It'll bring health to your flesh. Amen? Health to your navel, Solomon said. In marrow to your bones. Why did he say over there in Proverbs 3 that it would bring health to the marrow in your bones? You know, the marrow in your bones produces red blood cells. And the red blood cells keep you healthy. Amen? Solomon said by the agency of the Holy Spirit, putting the Word of God in through your eyes and in through your ears will actually cause your bone marrow to produce red blood cells that will bring healing to your body. He also said it will bring moisture to your bones. You know, people who we call them elderly, but they're not really elderly if they're walking with the Lord. The Bible says you can add years to your life. You can add years to your life with the Word of God. You know, if you're 70, 80 years old, you're not elderly. Not when you can go for 100, 110, 120 years if you put the Word of God in you. It'll cause your marrow to produce, you know, I don't like calling people, Christian people, elderly. I don't like that any more than I like that word death, because it's just not right. Amen? But if you got a few miles on you, we'll say. Amen? You can get more mileage out of that body of yours if you'll keep the Word going in your eye gate and in your ear gate. Are you listening to me? You can produce proper red blood cells to keep you healed. And you know, I'm going to use the word again just for convenience sake. We see older people fall down all the time and break their bones, and the bones never heal, and they live in fear of that happening to them, because word has it the elderly fall and break their bones and never heal. And the only reason that happens is because they don't give proper place to God's Word. Because Solomon said, if you meditate on the Word, it'll be moisture to your bones. They won't be so brittle. Read the Word. Read the Word. Read the Word. Live longer. Live healthier. Live stronger. Read the Word. Read the Word. Go for 120.
Amen.
If you get to 105 and you've decided you had enough, just tell God you changed your mind and go on home. Well, Pastor, how am I going to go home if I keep getting healed? You're going to do what Abraham did. The Bible says the blessings of Abraham are yours. The Bible says Abraham gave up the ghost. He just laid down, stopped breathing. He didn't die of sickness. Sickness comes from the devil. God doesn't need the devil to get His children home.
Amen.
Well, just call your spirit back. They just snip the silver cord. And your body will return to the earth until Jesus comes. And your spirit will return back to God who gave it. How am I doing? You can live long. And you can live strong. And God's not through with anybody in this room yet. Amen? There's not one person in this room that cannot add decades to your life. Somebody said, I don't believe you need to do that to live long. My grandmother lived to be 93 years old and she never picked up a Bible. Someone said that. 91 years old, I think, maybe they said. And she never picked up a Bible. Well, she could have lived to be 111 years old if she picked up a Bible. And she could have ended up in heaven instead of hell, too. So what are you boasting about? Boasting about, bragging about. That's boasting. That's boasting and bragging. I tend to make words up like that. Hallelujah. You see what the word's teaching about? With Solomon's teaching, you know, Solomon wrote the book of Ecclesiastes too, amen? Listen, go over real quick, if you would. Hallelujah. Let's look at real, just very quickly here today. I won't keep you much longer. I want you to know that there were, oh, we have plenty of time here. Hallelujah. Go to Mark chapter 5 and take your time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I asked Barbara the other night, I said, do you know how many individual people were healed? Not masses of people. Not mass, not crowds of people. I asked Barbara, do you know how many individual people were healed under the ministry of Jesus? And I'm thinking, there's no way in the world she knows. Holy cow, she got every one but one. I could not believe it. Hallelujah. I just need to believe more that I really am rubbing off on her. Hallelujah. There were 19 individuals healed in the ministry of Jesus. She listed 18 of them. I couldn't have done that. And I'm good. There were 19 individuals healed in the ministry of Jesus. 12 of them were healed, Jesus said so, on their own faith. There were 19, only 19. And blessed be God, Barbara knew 18 of them. Hallelujah. I thought, man, why am I doing the preaching? You're just a good listener. Hallelujah. You're good at everything, quite frankly. You do all things well. Amen. Hallelujah. Because you do all things as unto the Lord. Amen. According to Colossians 3:17 and 23, Paul said, do all things as unto the Lord. And in His name. 19 people, individuals, healed under the ministry of Jesus. 12 of them, Jesus said, that they were healed by their own faith. That's 63%. 63% of the individuals who were healed under the ministry of Jesus in the New Testament. Again, there was only 19 of them. If you go through and count them in all the Gospels, it looks like 57. Because they're repeated multiple times. But there's only 19. I checked it out. 12 of them were healed by their own faith. That's 63%. Now, if you're waiting for the gifts of the Spirit to go into operation to heal you, you got a 63% chance of missing it. Do you see that? Paul said, God is no respecter of persons. Peter said, God's no respecter of persons. If 63% of the individuals healed under the ministry of Jesus were healed by their own faith, how do you think you're going to get healed? How do you think you're going to get healed? Chances are, odds have it, you're going to get healed on your own faith. Amen? Look what Jesus said right here in Mark chapter, in Mark chapter 5. And the way you're going to do that is by meditating on the Word of God. It'll be health to your navel, and moisture and healing to your marrow. Amen? Can you see the importance of putting the Word of God on the inside of you so it can work from the inside out? Hallelujah. The woman over there in Mark chapter 5, she heard of Jesus. Remember her? We've looked at her so many times in past months here. We don't have time to look at the whole account here. She had an issue of blood for 12 years. And she heard that Jesus was out there healing. And she said, if I can just touch the hem of His garment, I will be healed. She touched the hem of His garment after hearing. And she was supernaturally healed. Jesus turned around and said to her in verse 34, if you look at it with me, He said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of the plague, of thy plague. That's the unfailing law. I call this the unfailing law of personal faith. It will never let you down if you will apply it. It doesn't matter what you have need of. If you need a body part replaced, God's got everything you need in His warehouses in heaven. Amen. If you need a miracle, He's got a miracle for you. If you just need healing, some people don't need a miracle, they just need healing. Some people don't need a part healed, they need a part replaced, they need a miracle. Amen. Whatever it is that you need, whatever it is you need to be rid of, if you meditate on the Word of God, God promises He will get it to you. But it's going to happen from the inside out by putting the Word in you. Jesus said, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Not His faith. Yes, it was His power, but she used her faith and tapped into His power. If you're unwilling to use your faith, if you're just going to just sit around and just wait for God to heal me, you're not going to get healed, probably. You've got a 63% chance of failing. Amen? That's like, what? A 63% chance of failing. It's more than that. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll go over there to Matthew chapter 9, I guess. We'll go look at this over here. A couple of blind men. Matthew chapter 9. They heard, and they heard of Jesus. They heard of His willingness to heal. They heard He's out there healing. They heard. And they came crying, Jesus, Son of David! Have mercy on us. And Jesus said, do you believe I'm able to do this? He checked on that faith level. He said, you got faith for this? Because if you got faith for it, I got the power. If you got the faith to tap into the power, I got the dunamis, I got the virtue. Do you have faith? And they said, yea, Lord. And look what He said in verse 29. Again, the unfailing law of personal faith. He touched their eyes and said, according to your faith be it unto you, and their eyes were opened. Hallelujah. Whose faith? Whose faith? See, they had been hearing and hearing and hearing of God's mercy in Jesus and God's love in Jesus and God's willingness to heal in Jesus, just like you hear around here all the time. And they put application to their faith, tapped into His power, and they were supernaturally healed. That's how it's going to happen for you too. I'm going to say it again. Yes, He can use the gifts of the Spirit if He chooses to. But the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 12 that the Holy Spirit distributes the gifts of the Spirit, including the gifts of healings, according to His will. And I told you on Wednesday night, we don't have time to go into it again here today. We're going to look at a couple more scriptures together, and we're going to close. The gifts of healings are always instant in manifestation or near instant, and they normally don't happen in the body. Not normally, not usually. They happen in the world because they're the dinner bell to salvation. Instant healing causes people to come a-running. We saw that in Acts chapter 3 with Peter. Amen? They can happen in the body. They do happen in the body. But that's not the primary way God's going to heal you. He's going to heal you as you get into the Word. He doesn't want you trusting in His gifts. He wants you trusting in His Word. Amen? If you sit around waiting for the gifts, what's going to happen if they don't go into operation? You probably could die. But if you get into the Word of God, you'll immediately go into the recovery process. That Word will begin working immediately, not instantly. Just like when you take an aspirin. Do you swallow it down and boom, your headache's gone? It takes a little bit of time. It works from the inside out. The Word's the same way. And you ought to practice when you have a headache, not taking an aspirin. I'm not saying don't take medication. If you're on medication, take it. If you're under a doctor's care, stay there. But keep on building your faith until he tells you you don't need the medication anymore. But you can start out with a headache and an aspirin. A headache comes. Number one, don't refer to it as, oh, that's my migraine again. I take possession of it now in Jesus' strong name. That's my headache. Don't do that. Amen? Rebuke the headache. And instead of taking an aspirin or whatever you take for the migraine, take 1 Peter 2:24 right out of your mouth. Who His own self bore my sins in His body on the cross, that I, being dead to sin, might live unto righteousness by His stripes. I am healed. Just try it. Try it a few times. Try it a few times. If you end up needing that aspirin, go ahead and take it. But at least try. Don't run right to the aspirin. Run to the Word first. Aspirin second. Most people, aspirin first, Word second. Amen? And just develop it that way. Stay in the Word. Stay in the Word. It's health to your navel, moisture to your marrow. It'll produce red blood cells. Listen, You just never know if the gifts of healings are going to go into operation. They might, but what are you going to do if they don't? I picked up a ladder the other day out of what Bob and I call the Osterville house. A 20-foot ladder. I had to put it up to change a floodlight up the front of the house. I wanted to put a lower wattage bulb up there. The ladder was heavy. I got it up there, no problem. But when I was taking it down, I thought I had it better balanced than I did. And it got out of control. And I locked my knees back and held on to it to try to keep it from going forward. I did so quickly without thinking. Something ripped and popped a cartilage on the back of my leg. And it was like, oh, no. Oh, no. I'm going to be down there preaching healing on crutches. And I'd do it, too. I'd do it, too. Amen? It ripped something. Oh, and it was so loud, I could hear it on the inside. My inner ears make you want to vomit. You know what I mean? Oh, no. So I'm walking around. I came in here, and I practiced walking on the front of my foot instead of my heel. I did this about 10 days ago, so you wouldn't see it. And I walked in here preaching. And I did pretty good preaching. But as soon as I was through preaching, it just came again. Just overwhelmed me. It was just, it was bad. I'm thinking surgery, crutches. Oh, Lord, what did I do? Sitting in the kitchen counter, studying, reading something. A friend of mine, Reverend Darrell Alexander, down in, where's he live in Florida? Tampa, Florida. The telephone rings. It's Brother Darrell. He says, John, I'm just sitting here at the dinner table with some friends. He said, you been up on a ladder or something? Did you fall off a ladder or something? There's something about a ladder or something. Are you okay? And I said, well, I got to tell you. I ripped something in the back of my leg, Darrell. Something popped or ripped, and it's pretty nasty. And, well, why don't we just pray about that right now? Let's just go ahead and take care of that. So I said, well, praise the Lord. He's hearing from the Holy Spirit, apparently. He got the ladder part right. He got the injury part right. He thought maybe I fell off a ladder. He just knew something to do with the ladder, and I had been hurt. Well, let's just pray about that, take care of that right now. I said, let's go for it, brother. And this is a man, we'll have him come here and preach too. He operates in revelation gifts pretty good. Pretty good. We've had him preach for us before. And he's called people and told them things that were wrong with them that nobody could have known. And God healed them immediately. Well, I'm going to tell you what. I hung the telephone up after he prayed. It wasn't 5 minutes before I was text messaging telling him, man, I just received my healing. I was healed instantly. That came out of, I'm telling you, something ripped up, popped. And it was nasty. It was bad. I had to not focus on it, focus on the Word. But I wasn't waiting for the gifts of healings to go into operation. I was hanging on to 1 Peter 2:24 and just walking around softly saying, by His stripes I'm healed. And then Darrell calls, prays, I was instantly healed. And I have been since that. Is this true? I was immediately healed. That was the gifts of the Spirit going into operation. They're always instant or near instant. But if I just sat around waiting for the gifts of the Spirit to go into operation and didn't take a stand on my covenant with God for healing and expect to be in the recovery process now, I'd still be limping around on that thing, probably. They can go into operation, but they don't always go into operation for the body. He wants us to build on His Word, not on His gifts. Real quickly now we will move quickly to Luke chapter 5. We'll just look at these scriptures together and then we're going to pray. Amen? Did you get anything out of this today? Amen. Luke chapter 5. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put the Word in. Through the eye gate. Through the ear gate. Put it in your spirit. When you're doing that, it's going into your spirit. Travels from your spirit through your spiritual umbilical cord that is somehow connected to your body. And then it's infused into your body and the healing process begins from the inside out. You saw that today, didn't you? Your spirit is connected to your body by a spiritual umbilical cord. And when that cord is broken, your spirit goes back to God and your body goes to the earth. But as long as that cord is connected, you can pump health and healing into your body through that cord by putting it before your eyes and into your ears. Amen. Faith comes by what? Hearing, and you know that word hearing in the original Greek is actually observation. Faith comes by observation. You can observe it through the eye gate and through the ear gate. Amen. Faith comes by looking at the word. Some people wrongly limit that to faith only comes by hearing the word. That's not what Solomon said in Proverbs chapter 4. That's not what Paul was really saying in Romans 10:17. Paul and Solomon both said faith enters in through the eye gate and the ear gate. Amen. So you can read it, or you can hear it, or you can double up and get the job done quickly. And look at it and listen to it. Amen? Look over here in Luke chapter 19 individuals healed under the ministry of Jesus, 12 by their own faith, what I call the unfailing law of personal faith. 63% of the individuals healed under the ministry of Jesus were healed by their own faith. If that was true in his case, how much more true is it in your case? Amen? Hallelujah. Okay, you're in Luke chapter 5, verse 15, one verse here. But so much more, there went a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and be healed by him of their infirmities. The unfailing law of personal faith. That's in there on purpose. They came not to be healed, they came to hear and be healed. Luke chapter 6, real quick, the unfailing law of personal faith. And we're through. We're going to pray for you if you need prayer. We're going to pray over these healing cloths. There's going to be an impartation of joy released into these cloths today. You're all going to want to take one home. Amen. Carry it with you through the holidays. Amen. I do not receive stress at Christmas time. I refuse to do it. Everybody else can just go to the mall. I'm not. Don't we? We make a point. We don't receive stress. We don't receive it. We just absolutely, we just keep things simple. The birth of Christ is not about stress. It's about peace. Amen. So let them all just go to the mall. Amen. Are you with me then? Luke chapter 6, verse 17. He came down with them, stood in the plain, the company of his disciples and a great multitude, verse 17, of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem and from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to, say it with me, hear and be healed of their diseases, and they that were vexed with or mobbed with unclean spirits, and they were healed, and the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them all, but not until they heard, not until he preached the threefold ministry of Jesus. You will find it if you want to put it in your notes. We don't have time to look at it today. Matthew 4, 22 through 24. Jesus taught, he preached, and he healed. He taught, he preached, and he healed. And that's what I did here today. Even if you're thinking, man, Pastor went long this morning, I did it on purpose. Amen? Because you came to hear and to have your faith level elevated and to receive whatever it is you need healing for in your body. Amen? I'm going to say it again. I said it last week. Female problems. Female problems on the inside. The healing virtue of Jesus is working in you now. Do you believe that? Right now, in Jesus' name. Tumors withering from the core and dying. You got one in your body? Stay in the Word and keep checking it. Not checking to see if it's gone, checking to see that it's gone. Amen? They came to hear and be healed. I just gave you Matthew 4, 22 through 24. You want to look it up on your own time. He preached, he taught, he healed. Why did he preach and teach and not just get right into healing? He's God. Why not just, you know, blast them all with healing? Because faith comes by hearing. He had to get their faith level up to where they could receive healing. Jesus couldn't heal everybody he wanted to just because he was God. If he could, why does Mark chapter 6, 1 through 6 say, when he went to his own hometown, he could do no mighty works because of their unbelief, and he went about the villages teaching? Because the cure for unbelief is teaching. Amen. He could do no mighty works in his own hometown because they didn't believe. Why? Because they weren't hearing. They weren't bothering to come out to the meetings. Amen. That's why we encourage